Proclamation number 5161, dated the June 30th, 1951. Strength of intercession. You should give the strength of intercession to all those who have departed from you, irrespective of the degree of maturity you may think they have, for they all still need strength and are grateful for any help. It is a happy feeling to have helped souls to ascend, which you will only fully realize when you have entered the kingdom of the beyond yourselves and see the hardship of many souls who are not remembered in prayer, because no one on earth will remember them lovingly and provide them with the necessary strength in order to ascend. Once these souls have experienced the strength of love, they will work with immense enthusiasm and use this strength. But the first impulse is to be given to them by people's loving intercession, because this is what will affect them first and change the direction of their thoughts. But this intercession has to be rendered consciously, i.e., with the intention of helping the souls to advance. You humans should know that your prayers are valuable. You should familiarize yourselves with the suffering of departed souls and with a loving heart pray for a gift of strength for these souls. They will surely experience this gift of strength and also gratefully feel the love intended for them, which will cause them to love in turn, which will thus affect their environment like a small light that benefits all souls. You humans could do so inexpressibly much to release the souls if you have the will to alleviate hardship and suffering. For this will motivate you to pray from the bottom of your heart, and only this comprises redeeming strength. You should do everything consciously. External formalities or lip prayers have no effect, because they exclude the conscious will to help. Only love is liberating. This is to be said time and again. You can achieve inconceivably much with love. You can send bright light into the darkness through loving intercession, so that many souls will gather there and be touched by this ray of light, always with the result that their feeling of love will also be awakened and will want to express itself. Loving intercession is a tremendous flow of strength, the effect of which will never fail. Include all your loved ones in your prayer, mentally call them to you and tell them that you want to help them and that they should accept your help quietly and without objection. Mentally instruct them that they, too, will be able to ascend if they want to use the strength they receive through your intercession. And always point them to Jesus Christ. Only one can redeem them, and this one can only be reached through love. Therefore inform them that they should use their imparted strength to help other souls in turn who also suffer great hardship, that these deeds of love will bring them ever closer to Jesus Christ, who, with utmost mercy, will then draw all souls to himself and guide them into the kingdom of light. Once you have helped a soul to use its given strength correctly, its progress will be assured. Then the weakness of will and lack of strength will disappear and it will eagerly ascend and take untold souls along, for it then will also share its knowledge with them, and thus a single correct intercession will result in unforeseen blessings. You humans on earth should not underestimate the strength of intercession, but always remember that it should be made with a loving heart in order to truly give strength. And include all your loved ones, for they all are still in need of strength and will thank you forever if you increase their strength and remember them with love. Amen.